Now, our children's text this morning is one which I think we read last Lord's Day. So it's not hard to find. It's in John's Gospel, chapter 1. And we'll all read it together this morning. It's verse 12. So we'll give the boys and girls a wee bit of a rest. And we'll read this verse together. It's that wonderful verse, "But as many as received him." So the first chapter of John's Gospel, and the 12th verse beginning with the word "but" and ending with the word "name." And let's hear us all read together at the beginning of the new year. Let's give good voice to this verse. "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them who believe on his name." Now, I think this year we had more Christmas cards than ever we've had, so I want to thank all who sent them. And I love Christmas cards. In fact, I find it very difficult to throw them away. And if you were to climb the steps to our attic, you'd probably find a big box with lots of Christmas cards still left from many years gone past. Because when I look at the lovely pictures and think of the people who sent them, well, it takes me a while just to take these cards and put them in the bin, although I'm sure eventually that's where they will go. And I was looking through my cards this year, and there were some very nice ones. Now, they were all nice, so don't be huffed if I don't pick yours this morning and show it to you. But here's a lovely one called "Season's Greetings." That's a very bright card, isn't it? That's the kind of shiny card you like to put up above the fireplace. And here's another one that talks about the shepherds. It's a nice picture on it of the shepherds, and there's a star there as well. And there's Bethlehem, and there's the wise men on their camels traveling over the country. So this artist has got quite a lot in to his Christmas card or to her Christmas card. That's a very nice one indeed. I'm not telling you who sent me that one. Right, here's another one. And of course I like this kind. This is one from Charles Dickens' kind, with coach and with horses and with snowy roofs and an inn and people waiting at the door under a snow-laden tree. I like that kind of card. And we were almost getting that kind of weather today, weren't we? It's melting a wee bit now. So there are some lovely cards. But I got another card, and it hasn't got a picture in front of it. In fact, it's just got a statement in front of it with a little floral background. And as I looked at this card, I thought, now that's a very good card indeed. And this is what it says. "As we think of all he's done for us, may we become all he wants us to be." You see, all these other cards, and they're very nice, looked back to the past, didn't they? They told us about the birth of the Saviour, or they went back to the last century and showed us a coach and horsemen and people gathered round in their particular dress. But this card talks about the future. May we become all he wants us to be. I like that. May we become all he wants us to be. And of course, I'm going to tell you a wee Scottish story about that. They can even have a Scottish story at Christmas time. If you ever go near to Kilmarnock, and some of you don't because you bypass it now when you travel to Scotland, you will possibly see a statue. And it's a statue of a man who had a very ordinary name, and he was called Jimmy Shaw. Now, you can't get much more ordinary than being called Jimmy Shaw. And he was a very ordinary little boy. His dad died when he was very young, and his mum married again. And Jimmy Shaw went to the grammar school in Kilmarnock, and nobody thought very much about him. He was just called Jimmy Shaw. But now there's a statue in Kilmarnock, and that tells me that Jimmy Shaw became something, someone. He wasn't when he was very small. And indeed he did. When he was 20, Jimmy Shaw went to London. And he worked very hard. And eventually, he became an alderman of the City of London. Now that took a lot of hard work. And it meant that he was a very well-respected person. And then he worked even harder and even more. And eventually, just like Dick Whittington, he became the Lord Mayor of London. Now, that was very unusual for a Scotsman to become the Lord Mayor of London. And then, eventually, The highlight of his life came when Lord Nelson's funeral went through the city of London, because Jimmy Shaw was asked to lead the funeral procession. There were great crowds in the street and great mobs of people watching, and of course a very wonderful, wonderful procession with soldiers and sailors marching. And there at the head of that procession was Jimmy Shaw from Kilmarnock. The little boy who had been born on a farm, whose father had died, who'd gone to study in the grammar school, here he was, and he had become the most important man in the city of London. People clapped him, and people thought he was great. And if you ever happen to go to see that statue, you'll see that the statue of Jimmy Shaw has a piece of paper. Well, it's made of stone, of course, but it's like a scroll, and he's holding it in his hand like this. And it's called the Warrant of Precedence. And on that paper, of course, when it was a piece of paper, was written the fact that Jimmy Shaw was allowed to lead the procession. And every procession that went through London, he had to go at the head of it. So there he is, in statue in Kilmarnock, someone who became very important. Well, that doesn't happen to many of us, does it? I'm sure there are not many of us here to whom statues will be erected in the days to come. But let's look at our verse this morning. And it says something even more wonderful. It says, as many as received the Lord Jesus, to them gave he authority to become the sons of God. Not just the Lord Mayor of London, although that's wonderful. Not just someone great on this earth, but someone who is in the family of God. And you know, as we enter the year, boys and girls and men and women, I like my Christmas card because it tells us that we can become something. We're not only the sons of God if we trust the Savior, but we can become like the Lord Jesus in the coming year. And wouldn't it be a great year of 1995 if we became more and more like the Lord Jesus? Our text in the card says, as we think of all he's done for us, may we become all he wants us to be. That's my prayer for you this morning, and I hope it's your prayer for me, that if you're a Christian, during the coming year of 1995, we'll become not the Lord Mayor of London or even the Lord Mayor of Belfast, but we'll become more and more like the Saviour and become the kind of people, the kind of boys and girls, the kind of men and women that God wants us all to be. And we can become that because he's given us the grace by his Holy Spirit, not just to look back at the coming of Christ, but to look forward to the coming year.